Bhutan's 31-year-old king to marry. The 31-year-old king of Bhutan, an Oxford-educated bachelor crowned in the remote Himalayan country in 2008, set up another royal wedding on Friday by announcing his engagement. Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuck, who helped usher in democracy in the Buddhist nation, revealed his intention to marry student Jetsun Pema in an address at the opening of parliament, local officials said. The king presided over the opening of parliament this morning, and during the ceremony he announced that he would be getting married in October, a secretary from the Ministry of Information, Dashu Kenli Dorje, told AFP. There will be a celebration, but His Majesty has requested the government not make big plans and big celebrations, Dorje Wangchuck from the Royal Press Office told AFP by telephone from the capital Thimphu. It is because of a lack of resources in Bhutan, and secondly, to make the celebrations more intimate and personal, he added. The king has known Pema, a student at a university in Thimphu, for quite some time, he added, saying more details would be released about her in due course. Bhutan, famed for its invention of gross national happiness to measure progress and its citizens' well-being, is one of the most remote and reclusive places on Earth, sandwiched between India and China. It had no roads or currency until the 1960s, allowed television only in 1999, and continues to resist the temptation of allowing mass tourism, preferring instead to allow access to only small organized groups of well-heeled visitors. The country changed from an absolute monarchy to a constitutional monarchy in 2008, when Bhutan adopted a constitution and held its first parliamentary elections. Wangchuck, who can take multiple wives under the Bhutanese legal system, is widely revered by his subjects. It required an awful amount of restraint in parliament not to explode into spontaneous joy, the leader of the opposition in parliament, Shering Topke, told AFP after hearing the news. Everybody will be overjoyed and will feel like celebrating, but it's not our custom to go into the streets and make public our emotions. This is not Bhutanese. Topke described the king's fiancée as very approachable, very friendly, and beautiful. The relationship wasn't completely public, but it wasn't obviously hidden either, he said. The king was crowned in 2008 following the abdication of his father, who began the process of introducing democracy to the staunchly traditional and insular nation in 2001.